Stacy and Jay Spoon, East Coast Radio.
Hey, what? I don't know. It's probably the right thing to do.
Where did that come from? Hey, oh, no, no.
If that is not exactly how Usher sounds, then I don't know what to tell you. You remind me on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. Stacy and Jay Spoo here with you until 6 o'clock tonight, but we are not alone.
Yeah, we're not alone.
Guys, we are in the company of greatness. We are in the presence of wonderment. He is actually legitimately funny, not like when we think we're funny.
Stacey, what would you say
what?
That out loud?
We are funny.
We are so funny.
According to us, but like people pay to see
yeah, that's fine.
Jokes, though.
Okay, so Coffin Goldstone, welcome to the show.
An actual comedian.
How you doing?
I'd pay for you guys.
Oh.
Yes. Of course you have to say that because you're coming to the show.
Invoice is pending.
It's also nice to see someone who's close to my size in the building.
Oh, wow.
Like buff vibes.
No way.
Okay, you know what? Okay, so actually Coven is here.
He's already gone there.
Straight up.
So I'm leaving right now.
Coven is
I'm
here.
Out the door.
Well, speaking of hashtag I'm leaving, right? something has transpired, right?
Hey,
internationally,
yep.
That we had to bring someone in who understands, you know, how the world works, but can break it down for us in a fun way that we laugh so we don't cry.
So, in case you missed it, right, America just slapped South Africa with some tariffs. They cut aid, offered evacuation plans for the few Afrikaners. Who apparently being mistreated in South Africa, basically telling us that we are messed up. Mirror. And you might be asking yourself, like, what's happening with South Africa and America? Why are we not on the same page lately? Well, last week, Trump posted on social media what he calls Truth Social, that the U.S. will bar South Africa from the next G20 summit. That's going to be hosted in Miami in 2026, right? Which is weird when you think about it, because we like started the damn thing. But we're now not going to pay. Anyways, and then he shared some stuff about how Utina in South Africa, we're not treating white farmers the right way. Basically nonsense, guys. Basically nonsense.
In a nutshell, Donald Trump remains on one.
Yeah.
Okay. So he followed that up with suspension of US subsidies and financial aid to South Africa, you know, hit people where it hurts in their pockets. The official statement from the South African government transcribed his posts as regrettable and not substantiated by fact, rejecting claims that any group in SA, in SA is facing systemic genocide, ETCs and blah, blah, blahs. And again, you are thinking you've heard this before, but now this nonsense must continue. In response, last night, our president, Al Cupcakey, addressed the nation, calling the US move punitive, stressing SA's sovereignty and affirming SA's right to sit at the G20, and I quote, in its own name and right. Relations that were already tense have now escalated into a near full breakdown of diplomatic goodwill, i.e. nothing good is happening here.
Yeah, so we are South Africa, and we have survived worse. We've seen things, been to places that are dark, and I'm assuming we can make a comeback. So let's ask ourselves real quick as we prepare for that comeback, Uti. If America tries sanctions, what are we going to pretend not to care about? Gee, like, perhaps Coven, can you weigh in here? What is the thing that South Africans can be like?
Oh my gosh,
I really don't like that.
You know? I think for those of you who grew up with like really like your parents were cheapskates, it's gonna be easy for you because I used to like Jordans.
Yeah.
And my mother came home with Jordans once.
There we go.
So I'm like, where are those Jordans at? We're fighting with America, Jordans all the way. You know, like, even the movies, like, we grew up with, like, Fast and Furious. Guys, we're going to have to let all that stuff go. Two taxis at Blue Lagoon. Those are going to be our vibes. But you can also just learn Afrikaans and get on the boat. Like, I've been learning Afrikaans just in case we don't know where we find ourselves. The Afrikaans we learned at school was not useful for real life.
Like, Prata Biki.
Yeah, Idiowima. Like, it taught us that stuff. If you want to be like, Idiowima, what's that? The apple and nifer from the boom kafal. You can't use that at a taxi rank.
Although, depends. In Cape Town, you can get away with it.
In Durban, it's just like, you know. And also, if we do fight with America, let me just tell you, Ladysmith is lovely for holiday. You guys don't love it.
Get
awesome.
Into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys. Hey, guys. But the thing, but genuinely think about it. Think about how Americanized
it's all over, yeah.
everything is. And just take a moment and ask yourself the same question and then tell us what your answer is. If the United States of America tries sanctions, what will you pretend not to care about, and what proudly SA product would you replace it with? Because we must stop practicing. Anything could happen. Give us a call, 0870869495, or drop us a voice note on 061-792-9495.
Hey, the Jordans one.
Jordans!
Stacey and Chase Boo.
Today on Somewhat Hit Music Station, we're getting into that conversation. It's a very heated one. The relationship between South Africa and America. Donald Trump obviously having a lot to say about South Africa on some We abuse white people here in Africa. How did I nail that? The accent?
Look, I mean, if you said something problematic or nonsensical, it could be Trump.
Okay,
adjacent.
Fair
so
point.
It's just, guys, we know what happened. G20, no show, we're not coming. They'll send a representative. It was a whole big thing. We didn't do the handover, acceptation. And this is an emotional response by grown men, right, who run the world.
Yeah. Economies.
Yes. And now it has taken to the internet, and we're going to sanction you and you're up to this and South Africa can't. And it's just, it's a lot. So we are trying to be graceful.
We're thinking ahead, basically.
Yeah. And, yeah. And also a little proactive here, because assuming that Donald Trump actually does the thing he says he's going to do, which, you know, he might Trump at any moment. He may Trump out. And we are sanctioned. We need to start thinking about all of our favorites, like American things that will now obviously be tariffed and taken away.
Yeah.
So we need South African options, right?
So, yeah, we need you to chime in if America tries to sanction us. Like, what will you pretend to not care about? And what's that South African product that you would replace that with?
Making a list.
Like, let's build that list. 087-086-9495. Otherwise, on WhatsApp, 061-792-9495. Think about it for a second. What is that one thing, Stacey? Because you shop online, girl. And I'll be saying some of the items you've been buying.
Yeah. Support local.
Stacey.
The EU is still open. How dare you? How dare you?
What would you replace?
I am already an American free household.
Oh, wow.
Wow, say that out loud.
I have Showmax.
Ah, but imagine.
Yeah. I can go back to Nokia 3310.
Yeah.
And I can go back.
Yeah,
exactly.
The battery lasted a long time.
And you got the snake game.
Yep.
Yeah. And
polyphonic ringtone.
Two and a half weeks. Take it back. Throwback Thursday. All day throwback Thursday.
Kevin, what do you think?
Good afternoon, guys. Thank you so much for the wonderful show. Thank you for having the funny guy, Calvin, H. Goldstone. So to weigh in, what I will really miss is maybe, the clothing. I think Calvin got it spot on when he says his Jordans, have to swap it for Jordans. So I love my Sebagos. I love the American clothing. And I think that's something I'll really miss. But yeah, South Africa has come a long way with the clothing game. So maybe you're going to have to change it and bring back Lokshen culture and things like that. But once again, guys, thank you for an awesome drive show. Always listening. It's Kerwin Castia from Lone Caterers in the Wentworth area. Take it easy, guys. Bye-bye.
Shut up. Oh.
Drop your digits, babe.
Carbon comms on the radio and we're getting voices from Wentworth.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
I like that, man.
D-I-D-I. Diversity.
I'm a burger. Burgers from America. Like McDonald's, originally from America. Right?
Yes.
I would change that for like a quarter.
Oh, wow.
I can have a quarter any day. I can vibe with that.
Guys, there's. We have chicken licking. Chicken licking is ours, and we're never going to take it away.
Oh, but I feel like chicken licking is copying others.
No. How dare you speak of chicken licking like that?
All right, apparently you and Coven had a news breaking moment that we must hear about.
Well, I mean. Breaking celebrity news. After a long, complicated relationship filled with aid packages, movie franchises, and just a little bit of visa stress, South Africa and the United States have officially unfollowed each other. Yes, it's over. The power couple you once knew, SA and USA, seem to be calling it quits. The final straw? Donald Trump posting that he's cutting SA from the G20 guest list, blocking us like we're an ex asking for rent money. Joining me to give us the 411 is our US correspondent, Calvin Goldstone. Calvin, it looks like a messy breakup.
Well, absolutely, Stacey. And SA responded like a partner who's had enough. I will not be spoken to like this. I am a sovereign nation. I am not a doormat. You cannot walk all over me. I have bricks under my bed at home.
And President Ramaphosa, during his address to the nation today, neither confirmed nor denied the breakup in the most Cyril way possible. Calm, polite, shady, but still classy.
He's basically said, we reject these allegations, we reject this behavior, and we reject being disrespected. But also, he's asking, please keep the doors of trade open, please, guys. Ooh, we need that AGOA.
Insiders say SA has already removed the US from its close friends on Instagram. And early reports suggest that we may even be returning gifts, starting with all Hollywood reboots and those Marvel movies that stop making sense after Endgame.
Of course, America is being petty. At this point in time, they're like that kid who wants his ball because he can't get in the team. He's like, bring all my stuff back. Bring the aid money. Bring the trade perks. Bring my Beyonce tickets. I don't even like Beyonce. She's a very good singer, but I don't want you to have Beyonce. If I can't have Beyonce, you can have Beyonce. And every South African who lives in Texas, bring them back.
In true celebrity breakup tradition, both sides are now posting cryptic messages. SA posted a sunset picture with the caption, sometimes the peace you want requires distance. Meanwhile, Trump posted, sad. Exclamation point, followed by 17 emojis, none of which were used correctly.
Well, sources close to the situation say South Africa has already been seen out in public, laughing, smiling, possibly flirting with Brazil and China again. Again.
But the big question remains, who gets Trevor Noah in this breakup?
Well, no one. Trevor's already a child of divorce. He's staying with his grandmother in Soweto. It's messy, it's dramatic, it's political. It's basically keeping up with the countries. And South Africa is the main character.
That's why they pay us the money. Boo-boo-boo, comedy.
Let's go.
Comedy.
Well, America can take everything they want, but they can't take their accents from South Africa.
No way.
What would Nasty C be?
Get hooked on Good Vibes. Stacey and Chase Boone. Monday to Friday from 3 p.m. on East Coast Radio.